The mistakes were made last time that there wasn't full clarity and line of sight in relation to all the complications around the decisions that need to be made. And that's why the scheme didn't turn out to what people perceived it to be at the time. So the crucial thing now is that that we finish up with a scheme that works for homeowners and that stands the test of time.
I mean, you're a cabinet minister, though.
The issues are properly addressed as part of that.
You're a cabinet minister, so you have to be getting a very strong indication of our direction of travel. I mean, you must, be it officially or in the corridors or whatever it might be. Do you believe that Dara O'Brien will move towards the position of the families against the recommendations of the officials? Is that the sense that you're getting?
I think Dara O'Brien has made it very clear that this will be a decision that will be made by the government, by him as minister and other cabinet ministers and by the government. And listen, as a government minister, in terms of the direction of travel, I have been very strongly driving what that direction of travel needs to be and will continue to do that with my cabinet colleagues. And listen, in fairness, the Taoiseach is very invested in this. He's been very much across it and monitoring it as it has evolved. He's constantly asking myself and Minister O'Brien about it in relation to the progress. But that work, and I know it has been a frustrating process for the homeowners in terms of that work over the summer weeks and months in terms of pulling together all of the information. But it, work is really important in relation to actually having everything on the table. I know there may not be agreement coming out of the working group as to the position of the homeowners and the position that the officials are putting forward. But what's really important is that all the information is clearly on the table so that the government can now make a decision. And I certainly, with my colleagues and on the call this morning, I was joined by my own colleague, Senator Niall Blaney, and Deputy Joe McHugh in the county, and also Dara Cleary, discussing where things are at. And we, with all our government colleagues now, will be working both at a government level and at cabinet level to get a scheme that works for families.
So what is the,
it's a really important time in the next couple of two
what
three
is
weeks
the process then over the next couple of weeks? What is Dara O'Brien's role as it relates to this report now? Does he bring this report to cabinet, or does he review this report and bring recommendations to cabinet?
Yeah, well, coming to cabinet will be the very end of the process.
Not cabinet, sorry, to the party leaders.
Yeah, and by the time it gets to cabinet, obviously all of the hard work and assessment will have been done in advance of that. So he'll be now engaging with the party leaders and with his fellow ministers, and indeed with myself and other also Oireachtas members from affected counties. So there'll be a lot of heavy engagement over the next two or three weeks with the Minister for Housing in particular, also with party leaders, in terms of actually getting the final report that will go to cabinet.
Finally, are you optimistic of the final proposals being something that the families can accept? Are you optimistic?
I am, and I will be working massively hard, as will all of our Oireachtas government colleagues. I met with our Fianna Fáil councillors in Donegal last night too, and we are all working massively hard in relation to getting the right result here. And homeowners, and indeed, though, you know, in terms of the protests and the way the campaign has been run, have done massive work in transforming this from a regional issue to a national issue.
Do you think the government can do anything between now and Friday? In fact, even maybe, before the start of next week, to give the campaigners enough to defer that, because we don't want thousands of people travelling to Dublin with the best of intentions unnecessary if we're heading towards maybe an outcome they can accept. So do you think, but in the near future, something can be related to them to if that journey were to be unnecessary to avoid it?
I think there's going to be a lot of heavy engagement and negotiation at government level over the next 2 to 3 weeks. Listen, I have a job to do there as a cabinet minister from Donegal, working with my government colleagues to deliver a good scheme, working with my cabinet colleagues and government. I won't presuppose to give advice to the campaigners as to what they do, because they have done massive work over the last number of months. But I think all of us working together have the very same objective here, which is getting a scheme that works and fixes all homes, getting a scheme that covers 100% of the cost for families who are already paying for those homes. And I am confident we will get to a good outcome. But it will be challenging and stressful along the way, as it has been up until now.